Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, Intuitive Life Coach, and I am taking readings tonight. So if you have any questions, call on in. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I am pleased to tell you that soon Mercury will be at a retrograde. To me, it has not been that bad this year, though. I am very happy that it's ending on February 1st. We just, this last weekend, had a new moon and eclipse in Aquarius, which is all about the future and really making us focus on what we want. And this last week has been very interesting for me in the fact that I decided during this wonderful time to do a detox, and it was a deep detox. I really got a lot of wonderful insights and a lot of good information during this last week, clearing out what isn't needed and making room for the beautiful new future that we all can now start dreaming about and making it happen. Now, the one thing that I do want to mention, when a lot of people try and do manifestation, they try and hold on to it, and you call and say, okay, this is what I want, why isn't it happening? And a lot of times it's because you're holding on to it. You're not trusting the universe to really let it happen. Let them do what they need to do. You just need to pay attention and take the actions after you get the clues. Sometimes you feel like you need to force it, and you really can't. Everything is in divine timing. If you force something, most likely it's not going to work, especially if there's a Mercury retrograde or the planets are just lining up against you. Forcing anything is just, it's best just to sit back and just relax. But understand that if you have a dream, you need to take some proaction towards it to let the universe really tell you that you really want this. Now I've been working on several things, and the timing has just not been right. I've tried to force doing many things before it was this time. And I would say, okay, here it is. I'm ready to do it. It's all ready to go. And then nobody came to do it. So it's like, all right, get a little impatient, I guess, and I just sit and wait and offer classes and information to those who are ready and willing to listen and see what I've got to say. So the phone lines are open if there's anything you want to discuss. If you've had any interesting situations or things come up this last week that are related to the eclipse, which I thought was a very beautiful and powerful one myself, please give me a call. The lines are open. And understand that you're making your reality with the help of the divine, and sometimes you got to get out of your own way so the divine can actually do what they need to do. And with that, you might not like what you need to do, what you need to give up, but overall, it can really be the best thing for you. An example of that is, in the last couple of months, I had talked a few times about dance, and I had taken ballroom dance and had a wonderful time doing it. But during this time, I realized that my vertigo, which my inner ear had been damaged in a car accident in 2003, and the dancing actually in some ways had re-injured it, and I was kind of ignoring it, and to the point that I couldn't ignore it, and I had to give up dance, which was really truly a childhood dream. So I know I achieved my dream and did what I truly wanted to do. And it was time to let go of it and move on. And it was hard. it was hard to let go of it because I truly enjoyed it. But other things have come into my life that have replaced it, which are just as beautiful, if not more so. And I'm very appreciative with the fact that Spirit said, you know, if you give up something you truly love, something better is going to come. And I would say 99% of the time that is very true. And with the energy that's coming up and with February already around the corner, it is really time to just appreciate the ones you love and the things you do love in your life and understand that sometimes you do need to give them up. That old saying, if you love somebody or something, sometimes you have to give it up, and if it comes back to you, then it's truly yours. It is very much a true saying, and I appreciate it a lot more. I will always be dancing in some form. It might not be ballroom, but moving the body is a great way of exercise. It gets me in touch with myself, and there's a lot of different ways that it makes me get more in touch with Spirit through the movement. And there is a lot of different ways of doing this, yoga and Pilates, and it really does get you very centered. Tai Chi and the martial arts, all of them, it is a way of getting in touch through movement with yourself and with Spirit. There is a lot of wonderful things coming up in February. The skies are pretty clear. We do have another eclipse coming up in February 9th that is also going to be a pretty powerful one, with the sun being in Aquarius and this eclipse actually being in Leo, which is opposites. It's going to be hitting the south node this time versus just the it's going to hit you in a little bit of a different, it's going to bring up the past. It's going to make you realize how much you really do have going for you. And it is a wonderful way to really just affirm what you want. And there is a lot of good stuff to happen to everybody in the audience. And I want to first just appreciate you and say thank you for listening. And it's a growing audience, and I truly am very blessed in so many ways for each one of you to be listening tonight, and every night you do listen. There's a lot of things you can do, and I appreciate you taking the time and listening to me. So if you do have any questions, if you have anything you want to discuss, the phone lines are open, and the number is 888-815-9756 or 877-876-5227. The eclipse that we just had truly was a very strong one, with a lot of planets also being in Aquarius and lining up in a very positive way. And that just made it all the better for setting your intentions and moving forward in what is going on. This is really a time for everyone to take a little time and dream a little dream and understand that a dream will come true. I've had many dreams during the last 9 years since I really took up my calling as an intuitive and developed it and worked at it. And there are so many different ways to develop it. A lot of hard lessons, but certain things that I understand that everybody needs to understand. And the more you're true to yourself in your words, your actions, in your thoughts, the more you're going to be supported. And if things go a little bit awry for me, I always kind of sit back and say, how am I out of integrity with myself, first and foremost? Because that's where it starts. Is there something that I'm in denial about, or am I looking at something in maybe the most, not the most positive perspective? Is there truth in what I'm saying and seeing, or is my own projections getting in the way of seeing what's really going on? And if you sit back and really think of what you're doing and what you're saying, if it's truly what you're seeing is accurate, then you can move forward. Trusting your intuition is not always easy. It's like the biggest test for anyone with going with their intuition and taking that risk. And it is a risk. Being an intuitive in today's society is changing. And hello, caller.
Hey, Jennifer. Two things. I was wondering perhaps if it's my first time listening, so if there's any guidance for me that you could pick up, and also if you would talk a bit more on the process of manifestation.
Certainly. Can I have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Helene.
Say that one more time.
Helene.
Thank you very much for calling in and listening. I appreciate you listening. Can I ask you a quick question? How did you find this show?
I listen to BBS frequently and, you know, at different times. And it's the first time I'm listening to BBS at this time.
Excellent. Well, and welcome. As for any insights, I'm really getting there is a lot of shifts and changes for you in this next year. You've been going through a lot last year, didn't you? Things will be calming down around June and July for you. There's still a little rocking and rolling going on for you. Are you in a relationship?
Pardon?
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Oh, you will be.
Oh, this is good.
And I'm getting like the end of March, April, you'll meet this person, and it is going to be a very solid relationship. I have a feeling you might be like, wait a minute, is this real? It is. Trust it. It's not a game. It is the real McCoy is what they're saying.
Really? And it's no one I know now. It's somebody new?
I'm kidding. It's somebody new.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So who from your past were you thinking about?
A couple of men on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean.
And I'm just getting a really strong no.
Okay,
friendships,
great.
But nothing more. I think they're pretty much have run the course. And I'm just getting that the person coming in, you're going to meet him in a very strange way, very accidental. But he is definitely not going to let go of you. And not in a stalking way. I mean, a very positive way. Very supportive and
yeah,
loving
no,
and gentle.
But
definitely, I'm getting somebody new.
That's great. Because I've been alone a very long time.
So what other questions do you have pertaining about you? Because I feel like you've got a few.
Okay. Did you pick up anything about my career?
The main thing I'm getting is it is definitely shifting and changing.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a different position than you have now? Because getting it just it moving and shaking and not really being settled till June.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going towards music, and that's part of it.
It's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, would think so.
But I am getting June, and I am getting June of this year, so it's not that far off. This year is going really fast.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's really good. And I guess one other thing, too. my financial situation. Do you see improvements in that?
I do see it, and again, I'm seeing it more towards the end of spring into summer. So it's going to be a little tight till then.
Yeah. Well, I've been dealing, so.
Yeah. And you're dealing well, and you'll just have to do it for a few more months, and then things will pick up financially for you.
Good. Good, good, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then shall I hang up then?
I'm sorry?
I said, shall I hang up and then talk about manifestation?
Well, what questions do you have about manifestations? How have you been trying to do manifestation now?
I'll write down my the things that I want at the new moon. Sometimes I'll write them down, and use that little book. It works, but then I don't look at the paper three times a day. I'll ask what I want and be positive, but then, I do understand that I'll break in and I'll start worrying and stuff, so that negates everything. Yeah. Sometimes, when you feel like the wolf's at the door, worry comes in and there goes everything.
Right. The thing that, of course, the worrying doesn't help. Can I ask how you're wording it when you write it down?
Sometimes I write, thank you that I have this or that. Sometimes I'll, word a sum of money. Or just, like my car is in perfect condition. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have complete health.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what you're saying, I mean, it sounds like you're writing everything down the right way.
Yeah.
'Cause gratitude is always... That's a key ingredient in any manifestation, is giving thanks for what you have.
Yeah.
And what's coming in. So I think the main thing you need to do is try to not worry so much. And as for looking at it three times a day, I myself, if I just say it once, let it go and forget about it, that's when it comes true. And I just say it. Sometimes, I'll write it, then I will read it, and I will burn it. And a lot of times things come through pretty quickly that way as well. And I usually do that on a new moon or a full moon. And it usually comes around pretty quick. Not always, though. But usually within 2 weeks, one, two, or three of those items, because I usually put quite a few things down. So I'll probably get a third of them to come through or begin to come through within 2 weeks.
That's not shabby. That's good.
Some of them are, really surprising how they come through. I really try to do my best not to say how.
Yeah.
What the end result is. And it's... It usually, it's the last time I really burned it was not on this last one, but the time before. And I did burn something. And usually I burn a copy. So I know what I'm trying to manifest. This last time I did, so I have no clue what I'm trying to manifest right now. But I know I'm seeing a lot of things happening and shifting and turning. So I got to trust that I'm getting what I asked for. But the main thing is, I really think the spoken word helps a lot. The written word is great. Spoken really, especially if you say it with authority and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
I think that actually speeds up the process. And then forget about it.
I was just going to say, it's interesting, the Catherine Ponder books talk a lot about the spoken word and the power of it. And I have a tendency not to speak it out, so I guess it's better too, yeah.
I think it makes a difference. It's really stating your intentions.
Yeah.
To me, the word written and said is, it's like a double whammy. That's why I always write it out, read it aloud, and then I burn it. That way, the universe has it. And I just don't worry about it anymore. But like I said, most of the time I do burn like a copy of it, so I have a clue at what I'm looking for. This time I didn't, and I'm just really trusting my intuition. They really told me, don't burn a copy, burn the original. And I did.
Okay.
And it's really trusting that I will listen to my intuition and I'll go forward with what I get. And I've had some really powerful dreams that have given me a lot of clues. And really brought me into a new space. So everybody does it slightly different. I mean, if you go through the Abraham Hicks stuff, beautiful stuff, love their stuff, slightly different. They say, you know, burn it and then put it in the ground or put it in the ocean where it's flowing or put it in the wind. When I burned it the last time, I left the pan out outside and just let the wind take it. So it really, there's a lot of different methods, and whatever works for you is the way to do it. There's other people that do manifestation boards. They take it, you know, and do pictures, and they look at it saying, yes, you know. And I've done that, and I've had some success with that as well.
I have had that work for me with the board. It came through years later, and even my car, can I share this with you?
Sure.
I've always been in love with the old convertible rabbits. And it's funny, though. It's almost like fractured fairy tales now, I'm driving. A 1970, or 87, rather, Cabriolet. But, you know, it's not the original color, but I've always really loved that car, and I'm crazy for convertibles. So I have one, but it leaves a little bit to be desired. But I did have one on my board, and yeah, some things have come true with that. I haven't done one recently.
So you might think about doing it again since you had some success. And then again, you might read aloud what each item is about on your board, just to give it a little extra power.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's just a few suggestions, but you got a lot of intuition and you've got the discernment to know what to go after and what not. I think it's a little more trust that you need to develop there, which, like I said, is not easy. But once you get that, it really is really beautiful how the universe really supports you. And they do. They always are there for you. They never let you down. Sometimes they give it to you in a different way than you really want, but you get what you want. So that's why I always say very specifically how I want certain things, because I've lost two cards because I just said, I want to pay them off. And I got into car accidents, and both times they were totaled, and I paid them off. So the last time I got a car, I'm going, I'm paying this off and enjoying this vehicle for a very long time. And I was able to pay it off, and I still have the same car. So you have to be specific that you want what you want or desire. But once you do that, the universe usually comes through pretty quickly. But any confusion, any hesitancy, they don't know what to do.
Okay.
So. Anything else?
Thanks. I'm going on a class. I am going on a class this coming week to become a reverend. And I'm just a little concerned about the financial situation. It changed a bit. I was bartering for a place to stay, and now that's not happening. And I don't know if you just pick up anything on that.
I think you're going to find something that's very similar kind of situation that's going to work out even better. Yeah. Give that to the universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay, definitely the universe is going to help you out with that one, most definitely. And it will be even better than the other one.
That's good.
All right. Okay.
Okay, I do have the question. May I?
Sure.
There's also a guy at my part-time job I've been a little interested in. I mean, I don't know if you'd get anything on him and me, but...
I see a friendship, but that's it.
Pardon?
I see a friendship, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay.
What it's been, and, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
I'll be listening, and have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
The one thing that reminds me of the consistency, after the car accident in 2003, I did a session with a friend by the CI machine, and it's a wonderful machine. It's a biofeedback machine, and it helped tremendously. And in this machine, they have a spiritual. And in the spiritual, my friend just said, lay back, just relax, go to sleep if you want. And during this, I actually had a physical visitation with Jesus. And I could feel him kiss my forehead and bless me. And he said, you know, you're a wonderful child and we love helping you out. But the one thing you keep doing is changing your mind. And as soon as you stop changing your mind and give us enough time so we can actually bring forth what you want, you'll have it. So be consistent and sure of what you want. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Good.
And your first name, please?
Carol.
Carol. Okay, Carol, what's up?
Well, I am trying to relocate. Find a new job, sell my house. Kind of want to know what's about that, perhaps.
I see everything really happening for you pretty quickly, actually. The selling the house is going to take a little bit longer, but I do see you moving before you sell it.
Okay.
And you're going to be okay.
Any clue about when I might sell it?
It will be in this year, and I'm getting during the summer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I see you moving before then.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
Perhaps in the next.
And the thing I'm getting is it's almost like you need to move out of the house, kind of remove your energy from it for it to sell.
Huh. Like I'm too attached here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
And that's what's really holding it back, is your attachment.
Hmm. So with getting a new job, do you have any idea about when that will happen?
April, May,
okay. Is there anything that I need to do in particular besides just kind of open applying?
You know, are you in or are you ever thinking about Miami?
No.
Because I'm picking up Miami.
Actually, I'm only applying in one city, to one city.
Okay. What city?
Nashville.
Somehow there is a connection with Miami. There is some connection for you for Miami because they keep showing me Miami. And it might be the company that you're going to work for has its headquarters or something in Miami. Are you going for music?
No.
Okay. But I am. I'm getting such a strong connection with you with Miami. But I am seeing there is a connection. Like I said, they have a headquarters or something is based in Miami, but you'll be able to work in Nashville.
Hmm, okay.
So you might go online to check on businesses that are based in or their headquarters are in Miami and go from there.
Oh, okay.
Do like a backward search.
All right, interesting.
Yeah, because I get Miami around you really strong with this job.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
Also, I'm just wondering about a future relationship.
After you move, I don't really see anything really strong till August, September.
Okay.
It'll be later in the year. And it is after you move and you sell your house.
Okay.
But then somebody special's coming in.
Okay.
Okay?
Anything else that you can tell me?
They keep saying you need to relax.
Okay.
That you're really getting a little stressed about everything, and you need to trust that everything is happening. But I am getting like a backward search for the job.
Okay.
And that's the way they're phrasing it, do a backward switch kind of search for it.
All right, well, that's really interesting and helpful.
Good.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
You take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For listening.
Thanks.
So that is one thing that is very big right now is moving, changing. That is what 2009 is all about, and now we're in the Chinese year of the ox, which is a little bit stubborn, down to business. Let's get things moving forward. And so it's also tightening the belts financially and making plans and following the plans and moving forward. I think that the year of ox, especially since the new president is also born in the year of the ox, is just a really great sign to move forward for the country and for everyone. It's what this whole country needs is a little bit of restructure and stepping back and appreciating what is working, getting rid of what isn't, and cutting out the waste, because this country, and I'm included in this, has done a lot of wasteful things in the recent years, and it's time to take responsibility for that. Hi, caller.
Hello, it's Brant.
Hey, Brant, one of my favorite people. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. And how can I help you tonight?
Just curious to know if we got anything as far as job changes this year.
Most definitely. You've been working so hard for finding a new job.
Oh, yeah.
Really focusing on it. And the one thing I'm getting is relax about it.
No, well, I'm not too terribly crazy, you know, worked up over it or anything like that.
It's like energetically, there is just, you want it, and you want it now.
Of course. Don't we all?
Yeah, well, yeah. And you're a Taurus, aren't you?
Yep.
So this is really going to be a powerful year for you.
Okay.
But I just get it really being a good, positive year. I do think you're going to be moving.
Okay.
For the job. Have you been looking outside of your current location, or are you staying pretty close to where you are?
For the most part, pretty much looking around my area.
Because I'm seeing that it's going to be outside your area. I see you moving.
Okay.
So you might broaden your search out a little bit. It's like you're still going to be able to see your family, so it's not that far away.
Okay.
But I do see it being a little bit outside of where you are. It's almost do like a map and do like 3 hours outside of where your town is now.
Okay.
Do a circle and start checking in those cities.
All right.
Because I'm seeing it's going to be like a 2-3 hour drive. So you might as well go from the 3 hours and move inward.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. This year is going
to
be very prosperous for you.
Okay.
In a lot of different ways.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. Bye.
All right. Change of jobs, change of lifestyle, big this year. A lot of people are saying that what they're doing is just pouring them to tears, or they've never liked it, and they finally are saying, enough is enough. I'm going to do something that I'm passionate about. And that's what it's all about. And if you have a passion for something, sometimes you take it for granted. And I know I've done that. I'm very blessed to be able to do psychic readings and life coaching. And I take it for granted at times. And it is such a blessing and such a wonderful gift. And I love it. And I appreciate every one of my clients, each one of you, calling in and trusting me. It's wonderful. And I do understand the responsibility with it, and that was something that took some getting used to. And I think that's one thing that is very clear for a lot of people right now, is taking that responsibility and being impeccable with yourself, not taking what everybody says around you personally, and doing your best. And knowing that it is maybe a little tough to get used to pulling in the reins and doing things, but overall, being a little more practical is going to be a good thing. And I know a lot of friends who were wise and became practical a lot sooner than I did, and they were in a very good position because they were. And I appreciate them being mentors and supporting me in making a lot of shifts and changes in my life and moving forward and understanding the great beauty of what I do for a living and knowing it is helping people. It is serving somebody in some way. And it definitely makes me feel good when I get those calls and they say, you said this was going to happen, and it really did. That's good to hear. So I do hope that everybody is kind of making their wish list of and goals of what they want to achieve. You know, take a few days and write down a dream or two that you had as you were a kid and see if you can't get those to happen. This radio program is a dream of mine since I was 5 years old, and I've now been doing it over a year now, and I love every Thursday night. I love doing this show and having the callers and having the guests and having a little time just to say what I think needs to be said and what's being said to me through spirit. And I do channeling. I do mediumship. I am also able to talk to the animals really well. In fact, if you're in Tucson, I will be doing animal readings for SAFE, which is a no-kill shelter, and I do it every year. And that is on February 21st at Reed Park, and it is so much fun. If you're in the area, come on out and check out what wonderful things people are doing to help the animals. The agents of unconditional love and really trying to make their lives a little bit better. And they're consistent. Animals are always consistent. They're a great way of looking at something as a role model. And my role model is laying in the floor sound asleep in here. And she is an Akita. She is 11 years old. And she has been through a lot with me, and she's always been very patient, very loving, yet she speaks her mind. And she is a wonderful asset to my life. And I treat her as well as and with lots of respect because she treats me the same. And with that, she really makes me understand what compassion is all about. She helps me daily with appreciating what beautiful things are around me and making sure I take care of myself because I take care of her. And it's nice to have those friends who look out for you, friends and family. And this is a year to participate more so in the community. The president is asking us to. And I think it's a good idea. We need to be friends with more than ourselves. The last several decades, we've been really stuck in the me generation. Still, I think it's gotten a lot better, and people are beginning to say they've had enough of the standards, and they want something more. Well, now you got to write down and let the universe know what that more means. And the shifting energies right now, it's really going to propel you into action very naturally and easily without struggling to really move into that space, because the only one who creates the struggle in your life is you. And it's what you need to sit down and say, okay, what am I creating in my life and is it working? And if it isn't, change it. Change your thoughts. Focus on the positive things that are coming into your life and not just the negative, because it makes a huge, huge difference on what happens. And if you're out there and you want to call in, and if you have a question or you want to discuss something, the phone lines are open. The number is 888-815-9756 or 877-876-5227. And if you have a question, I'd be happy to answer your questions tonight. It is the end of January. This is the last show for January 2009. It is also kind of a special day for me. It's my grandfather's birthday, who passed several years ago, but he's still very much with me. He is one of my guides, and he has a wonderful Irish laugh. So I want to wish him a happy birthday, and everybody born on this day a happy birthday. My grandfather gave me actually the name of the show, Abstract Illusions. And it is a support network for creative expression, because it is very important to really express yourself in some nature. And for me, it's being on the radio. It's through poetry and writing and dance. Appreciating musicians, and BBS Radio also appreciates musicians, since they really support the unsigned musician and play some music, and giving a lot of people an opportunity to have the right to say something and talk on subjects that mainstream doesn't always want to hear about, but it's real and it's a possibility. And it's time that we all just understand that if we got something to say, we need to find the proper way of saying it, but there's no reason to repress it, because the more we repress it, the more we're just holding ourselves back. And that's no fun. It's time to have some fun and enjoy your life. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Chris in Arizona. How are you?
Just fine. Another wonderful person that I love dearly. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. I was wondering if you could share with the audience how they can reach you for a private reading.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. Through my website, angelsintuition.com. There's lots of information on there as well.
Is that angels with an S or angel?
Angels, it's plural.
So A-N-G-E-L-S?
Yes, A-N-G-E-L-S. I-N-T-U-I-T Ion.
Okay, and then
you .com.
Just pay by credit card? How does that work?
Basically, I generally use PayPal. Everybody can use it. It's very easy. If you don't have an account, there is a button. You just click it and go through the process. It's very quick to use PayPal.
Now, is it better for someone to stick with one psychic, or should you just be open to all psychics?
I truly believe it's fine to have more than one psychic because you get different points of view.
Okay.
You might get the similar thing, but they might one might have more detail than the other.
Okay.
The one thing that I recommend is that you give yourself a few weeks between readings. Don't go and have 10 readings in the same day.
All right.
Because the energy is right there, and they're going to tell you the same thing over and over and over again.
Okay. Well, I am born under the year of the ox. I was listening to you talk to Brad, and I'm also a Taurus, so I got the double stubbornness this year, I think.
Well, I think it is double motivation.
Yeah, but at the same time, I was going to say double dose of tenacity.
Right.
And just forge forward. So I've been doing my best at going, you know what? I don't know what's going on out there in the world. It just seems all icky. But in my world, we're just doing fine.
Cool.
So, but it's through vision boards and just walking above the line and thinking good thoughts and correcting mistakes that I've made and,
right.
and not doing those again. And gratitude for them being pointed out to me, too.
Right. And you are one of the most positive people around.
So, but I just thought it would be nice for the callers to know how to get a hold of you
and how
to hire you as a private consultant.
And I appreciate you calling and reminding me to talk about my website.
I know. So, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. You still have 10 minutes, and so someone can call in.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jen.
Yes, my website is angelsintuition.com. I do readings. I also do coaching. I offer some classes as well, and if you're interested in those classes, please write me and let me know. I do have a class on developing your intuition and how to make your shadow a motivator. And I'm looking forward to helping people get more in touch with themselves, to see that the little spark in their heart and what beautiful things it can help you do. So you always have that joy in your life. And there is tons of information on there. There's information about shamanism and animal energy. There's tree energy, gems and stone energies. There is also a wonderful thing that I found years ago. It must be a decade since I found this, and it's called Your Awakening. And it's when you get to a point that you realize you got to take care of yourself because you've got to be your very best. And when you're your very best, then you're really available for everybody else. Highly recommend you read that. There is also 7 questions that you need to ask yourself. And that was written by somebody else, Sarah Bergman, I believe is her name. Wonderful article from her. And I really think those are great questions. Like, the first question is this my energy? Because people do soak up other people's energies, and it's a great way of just checking in with yourself. For me, myself, I tend to get headaches, and I usually, if I get a headache, generally it is somebody else, and I will clear myself several ways, either taking a sea salt bath, and making sure to dip my head with the intention any energy that is not mine, clear it. And generally the headache is gone once my head is outside the water again. It's that fast. Also, I have put a pinch of sea salt in water and drink it, and that will ground me, and that also is very clearing. So there is a lot of information on there. Please check it out. There is a way of clicking a button and you get me instantly, pretty much, or you can set up an appointment. And I'm available. There is a schedule, and you can check out the schedule. And there's a lot of good stuff on there. And I also have a store. So you can check out the store and see the wonderful affiliates that I am a part of. One is Hay House, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. And they do have their I Can Do It are coming up quickly in Toronto and this year in San Diego, which it will be a lot of fun. It used to be in Vegas, and now they're going to San Diego. And then also, I think in Orlando or Tampa, they're also doing another one in the fall. So there's a lot of good information coming out through Hay House. In fact, one of the people who is on the show is on Hay House, and that is Jonathan Ellerby. I will be replaying his show. He was on a couple weeks ago, and BBS Radio was having technical problems. We have that recording, and I will be playing that again on February 19th. So I hope you will check that out. Next week, I'm actually going to be rerunning another interview I did with the president of the International Coaching Federation. Next week is the International Coach Week. So in honor of that, I'm going to be playing Diane Brenner's interview. She actually is in Tucson, and she is part of the Tucson Coaching Alliance, which I am a part of. And it's a wonderful group. And so next week will be a pre-recorded show, and so I will not be here, but I hope you will listen in. It's a great, great interview for anyone who is interested in coaching. She has some wonderful ideas of what it's about and if it's really something that you should think about. I absolutely love coaching myself. So with that, we are coming to the end of my time on this show, and I do thank you very much, all of you, for being consistently coming on to the show and listening. I've made some wonderful friends through the show, and I really appreciate the audience. You're all awesome and wonderful and a blessing to me. So with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Until 2 weeks from now. There is a show next week, but I will be back on in 2 weeks. Many blessings and good night.